Looking at sports here this morning, softball scores from last night. It was Atlantic defeating Lewis Central by a score of 8-1, and Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman talked about the good performance he got from his pitcher, Allie Anderson.
Allie did a great job. Allie Anderson's for pitching, finding her spots with the fastball, using a variety of pitches to keep the Lewis Central hitters off balance. I haven't had a chance to look, but I think she was in double digits in strikeouts. She didn't walk or hit anybody. Gave up, I believe, four hits. There was a couple of errors early on that put runners on base in the first inning, but we were able to overcome that. And then
Coach Hensman said the offense also helped contribute to the win last night.
Being able to be disciplined, staying back on the rise ball, staying back on the changeups that were being thrown against the two really good pitchers that Lewis Central has. So then we were able to get big hits with runners in scoring position, which was huge for us.
And also, Coach Hensman talked about it being a big game because they were playing for the top of the Hawkeye 10 Conference.
It was huge playing the team that was tied with us at the top of the conference after probably a disappointing Saturday with the Clark and the Trainer game, although both are very, very good teams, not taking anything away from them, but the fact that I thought we could have played better, probably pitched better, probably hit better during those games to come back against a ranked 4A opponent and play the way we did was huge, so. We're looking forward to heading up to Denison tomorrow and hopefully coming home with a win from there.
Other softball scores last night, it was Cam beating Arweva 13-12. Creston was a 9-3 winner over Red Oak. Davenport North beat Burlington 5-3. Kingsley Pearson 6-3 over OABCIG. Kemper Catholic topped Denison Schleswig 5-2. Lamar's 2-1 over Western Christian. Lamar's Galen Catholic beat MMC 10-3. Mount Air was a 17-3 winner over Mormon Trail. Also, it was Newell Fonda over Esack County 11-6. River Valley beat Maple Valley and Thonoto 5-1. Sydney over Nishnabotna 22-0. Also, it was Southeast Warren over Nottoway Valley 4-0. Southwest Valley beat Stanton 13-11. Trainer topped Missouri Valley two games, 12-8 in the first and 8-7 in the second. Underwood also a two-time winner last night over Tri-Center, 12-0 in the first and 16-1 in the second game. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 12-2. And Westwood was a doubleheader winner over West Monona, 12-0 and 6-2. In baseball last night, it was Atlantic falling to Lewis Central. Lewis Central picks up a 10-0 win in five innings of play over the Trojans. Other scores, Cam was a game was suspended between Cam and Arweva at 3-3. That was suspended in the top of the fourth. Councilman Thomas Jefferson beat Fremont Mills 14-1. Creston 5-1 over Red Oak. Lamar's Galen Catholic beat MMC 10-0 in five innings. Also, it was Harlan 4-2 over St. Albert. Kemper Catholic beat Denison Schleswig 15-8. Lenox 5-3 over Stanton. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 14-0. Also, it was Madrid over West Central Valley 10-6. And Maple Valley and Thonoto beat River Valley 11-0. Newell Fonda over Esack County 3-0. Nishnabotna beat Sydney 15-0. OABCIG was a 14-1 winner over Kingsley Pearson. Tri-Center won a doubleheader over Underwood 6-4 and 7-5. And Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 10-0, and West Monona was an 8-1 winner over Westwood. Moving on now to professional sports. This time, LeBron James got plenty of help. Kyrie Irving and James each poured in 41 points, the first time teammates have scored at least 40 in an NBA Finals game. The Cavaliers staved off elimination by beating Golden State 112-97 to cut the Warriors' lead to 3-2 in the NBA championship. Irving was an efficient 17 of 24 from the field. James added 16 rebounds and 7 assists to give him a near triple-double. James called Irving's game probably one of the greatest performances I've ever seen live. The Cavaliers clamped down defensively in the final period, holding the Warriors to 12 points. Klay Thompson led the Warriors with 37, but scored only 12 in the second half. Stephen Curry added 25, but the Warriors sorely missed All-Star swingman Draymond Green, who was suspended after striking James in the groin in Game 4. Game 6 is in Cleveland Thursday night. No team has ever come back from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals to win the title. Three people with direct knowledge of the situation tell the AP that the Milwaukee Bucks are close to reaching a 3-year contract extension with coach Jason Kidd. The three spoke on condition of anonymity Monday because the deal was not yet final. It's expected to be announced in the next few days. Also, Mets manager Terry Collins has been cleared to leave a Milwaukee hospital. He was admitted prior to Sunday's game against the Brewers and was kept overnight for observation. He plans to return to New York and be back in the dugout for tonight's game against Philadelphia. The 67-year-old Collins, the oldest manager in the major leagues, felt sick before Sunday's game against the Brewers. The Mets say all tests were negative. Yu Darvish has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a shoulder discomfort after making only three starts for the Rangers in his return for major elbow surgery. He returned this month after not making a start for the Rangers in 22 months. Standout defensive tackle Fletcher Cox has agreed to a six-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles that could earn him nine figures. The first-round draft pick in 2012 has been a starter since midway in his rookie season. The 25-year-old Cox is coming off his best NFL season with 104 tackles and 9.5 sacks. Longtime Florida Athletic Director Jeremy Foley will step down from the job on October 1st. On his watch, the Gators have won 27 national titles in 13 different sports. They had won nine national titles in five sports prior to his takeover. The 63-year-old joined the department as an intern in 1976 and took over as AD in 1992. The Detroit Red Wings and the family of hockey legend Gordie Howe are encouraging fans to attend a public visitation at Joe Louis Arena. Mark Howe says his father always had a special connection with the fans, so it was important to us to allow the public into the funeral service because it's the way he would have done it. Gordie Howe died Friday at the age of 88. He led the Red Wings to four Stanley Cups during his 25 years with the team. The public visitation is scheduled from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. today. The Howe family will greet the public at the arena. Gordie Howe's body will lie in state inside the arena bowl. And Chicago Bears report the former defensive lineman Brian Robinson has died at 41. Robinson was found in a Milwaukee motel Saturday night, and an autopsy is being conducted. He was with the Bears from 98 to 2003, also played for the Rams, Dolphins, Bengals, and Cardinals. In Major League Baseball last night, Whit Merrifield hit his first career homer. Edison Volquez tossed a seven innings of two-hit ball, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 2-1 on Monday night to end a five-game skid against the Indians. Alcides Escobar also drove in a run for the Royals, who have won three in a row after an eight-game losing streak. They also won their seventh consecutive game at Kauffman Stadium. Volquez walked the bases loaded in the first inning before settling down, allowing only a double to Jason Kipnis and a single to Lonnie Chisenhall. Volquez also hit a batter with a pitch and worked around an error, but ultimately kept the Indians from pushing a run across. In other American League scores, it was the White Sox over Detroit 10-9 in 12 innings. Oakland beat Texas 14-5. Minnesota 9-4 over the Angels. In the National League, Washington beat the Cubs 4-1. It was Cincinnati 9-8 over Atlanta. Arizona beat the Dodgers 3-2. Miami 13-4 over San Diego. San Francisco 11-5 over Milwaukee. And in interleague play, it was Philadelphia over Toronto 7-0. Also in the PCL last night, it was Oklahoma City over Omaha 9-3. And Iowa at Colorado Springs was postponed. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.